So the Baseball Hall of Fame was announced yesterday. One entry into the Baseball Hall of Fame from the Baseball Writers Association. It was David Ortiz who got over 75% to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And actually, Giulio, I feel as though Ortiz is the prime. Like, I could not have picked a better person to get into the Hall of Fame to illustrate the hypocrisy of the Baseball Writers Association and how we talk about how we talk about PEDs. Because David Ortiz, according to New York Times, did show up with a positive. He was on that list of people who had during this time period where they were getting a general idea of how they were going to go about testing. He showed up on that list. And they're going to hide behind the fact that he never tested positive under their rules. Even Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, has gone out of his way to downplay what happened with David Ortiz, where he had been given the benefit of the doubt, going so far to say that David Ortiz could have been a false positive for all we know. So it once again illustrates the biggest problem with all things related to the Hall of Fame. Baseball, football, hockey, doesn't matter, the Hall of Fame. If we like you, you will get the benefit of the doubt. If we don't like you, well, then we're going to use everything possible against you and keep you out of the Hall of Fame. Because all the things that you could argue on behalf of David Ortiz being left out of the Hall of Fame are brushed to the side because, well, it's Big Poppy. Who doesn't love Big Poppy? And now he's in, whereas Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling are not.
Yeah, the mental gymnastics required to vote David Ortiz in and not the others is fairly remarkable. I want to give the voters credit for coming around on Ortiz and being able to gloss over some of the potential issues there when it's convenient for them.
Bill Shacklin, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name, is a columnist for the LA Times. He wrote a column today that basically reads, Barry Bonds is not in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame and that you have to get over it. He's like, Barry Bonds didn't make it to the Hall. Get over it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm interested in this take. And like people that I respect, like John Manuel, who used to be the editor of Baseball America, now he's a Major League Baseball scout. He helped us on the Russell Wilson podcast last year because he scouted Russell Wilson back in the day, where he was part of that Baseball America group that would rate where Russell Wilson was. So I take John Manuel's word at high value. And there was this line in the column that really bothered me. And it said, you know, the Hall of Fame ballot asks voters to consider the player's record, playing ability, et cetera, and character. How should voters account for the steroid era? In that light, how should voters define integrity in character? And he went on to talk about accountability and that in an era where accountability doesn't really mean much of anything, the Hall of Fame is trying to step up and show that there's accountability. Quote, the reality is more complex, as it always is. Accountability is an increasingly fleeting concept in this country. For this day, baseball experienced accountability. Not from within, of course. Of course, where's that accountability for Bud Selig, who was the commissioner of baseball when all this was going on?
It's impossible to reconcile. That's a silly argument to make. At this point, the Hall of Fame. And listen, let's be honest about something, Joe. It's January in 2022. We started this program in March 20. How many times have we talked about baseball? Seriously. Current baseball.
Very rarely.
I mean, the pandemic gave us an interesting shortened season that I thought we enjoyed. Remember, there was doubleheaders that they shortened that we enjoyed. Mm-hmm. The Braves, great story. Great ending, right? But let's be honest. I'm asking you the question as someone who's been in radio for 25 years. Why don't we talk about baseball?
Because it's become a more regional sport.
Not only is it a regional sport, but to this writer's grandiose idea of baseball being the last bastion of accountability, no. Baseball was this glorious concept the American pastime. And we, in 1990, the summer of 98, we decided to wrap our arms around that, right? And close our eyes to the Andro in Mark McGuire's stall. And we tried to make it into something because that's what we knew. And we want to look through history with that sepia-toned lens. We don't want to look at the reality of it. The reality of it was they were cheating.
Yeah.
And the reality of it is, if you even go back further, when they excluded blacks, oh, those pesky blacks, we can't let them into Major League Baseball.
Well, because, some people have pointed out, the ultimate performance enhancer actually was segregation.
Yeah, we don't want to get into any of that, right?
We
just want to
remember,
the 27 Yankees, yeah!
Yeah.
No, man. Nothing's ever been perfect. No sport's ever been perfect. No game's ever been perfect, right? But we love to wax nostalgic about, there's no clock in baseball. 90 feet, and it's perfect, 60 by 30, and blah, 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 blah. The golden number. Like, get the hell out of here. Well, we want to remember it the way that we want to remember it. And what happened in the 90s, particularly after the strike of 94, it was laid bare for us. And I think by a conservative estimate, 2/3 of Major League Baseball players cheated using steroids.
Yeah, it's a product of the era, right? Which is another factor in how you view Barry Bonds.
But this shatters the myth. That's what happened. The myth of baseball was shattered.
It's called what it is. It's the Church of Baseball.
Right.
Right. Well, people talk about church, the sanctity. Right. So, but what do we know about churches? All right.
You got to be true believer. You got to be all in.
Well, not only got to go all in, but I mean, as a Catholic, do we really want to talk about the problems with the Catholic Church?
Also laid bare. Yes.
You see where I'm getting at?
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate for me as a consumer of sports that there's so many gatekeepers trying to act as though baseball is in some way, shape, or form this pure sport where numbers matter and, it's
numbers America's were holy. They were scripture. 300
all those
runs.
Types of things.
Yeah, 3,000 hits, 300
while
wins.
While willing to look past all the other nuances to the game that have changed over time that would make those numbers irrelevant, from baseball stadium sizes, the dilution of pitching staffs because of expansion of baseball teams and rosters, the specialization of pitching that came along with it. And you also can get into things like juiced balls, which nobody really wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about Bruno. Nobody wants to talk about juiced balls, okay? So there are a lot of examples that I can point to within Major League Baseball and the history of Major League Baseball that would absolutely eat at those numbers. We could even talk about the fakeness of the Cal Ripken record, too. So it's just one of those things where we want to believe, and there are a lot of people whose job it is, or I guess they feel like it's on the line, to keep that myth going. And they've used Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens or Curt Schilling, but specifically for performance-enhancing drugs, they've used Barry Bonds as the prime example of, I'll show you. Somebody has to answer for this. No. Everybody has to answer for it. And since not everybody's going to answer for it, you can't pick and choose who you decide gets in and whatnot. Like, what are we going to do with Alex Rodriguez? Because this also gets back
to my... He didn't get very many. He got a low percentage of the votes yesterday, too.
But he just got started. And the difference between... And I think Alex Rodriguez is going to be the most fascinating test case, because it gets back to, who do you like? Who has done an amazing job retconning their image?
Yeah. Hey, Ron.
Alex Rodriguez. The dude is getting his own Manning cast-like feed for Major League Baseball. Alex Rodriguez shows up to Lambeau Field over the weekend where he's dancing in the cold and he becomes an instant meme. Like, people have come around on Alex Rodriguez. So this is somebody who did not handle the steroid era well. This is somebody who actually served a suspension. And I can tell you right now what the actual argument is going to be in 5 years when it starts coming around to Alex Rodriguez getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He served a suspension. He did his time. He paid a price, and we can look beyond that. You see, Barry Bonds never dealt with any of that stuff. There was no actual punishment for Barry Bonds. He got to enjoy his home run record. So now this is how people take it out on him. All of it is a farce. All of it is a joke. And when people want to wonder why out loud Major League Baseball doesn't hold the same weight that it used to. It's examples like this as to why people don't resonate or don't connect with baseball like they used to. So you want to keep Barry Bonds out of the Hall of Fame? Congratulations. Mission accomplished. I would also imagine that the Today's Game Era Veterans Committee or whatever the hell they're calling it, they're going to keep Barry Bonds out of it too. But you can't erase what Barry Bonds did, and you can't erase the steroid era. And that's unfortunate for a museum that's supposed to do one job and one job only. It's in the freaking name of the Cooper of the Baseball Hall of Fame to tell the story of baseball. And they've decided that they're not going to by keeping Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and that plaque out of there. Too bad. But when you wonder out loud why people don't care about baseball like they used to, it's actions like this that lead to it.